Good afternoon, everybody. Hallelujah.
弟兄姐妹, 午安。
You can see there's no children around today.
今天你看看, 没有小孩子啊。
And their families, some of their families.
他们的家人也不在。
They're all gone and they're in their summer camp.
他们的去的那个夏天的令会。
And also lots of families have gone back and or gone on holiday.
也有很多家庭呢, 他们也去, 度假了。
So well done for being here.
欢迎你们能来到这里。
And the UK is going through another heat wave.
那么又有一个热浪来了哈。
Do you know this is my first heat wave?
这个是我头一次的一些那个热浪。
Because the other two heat waves I missed because I was in another country.
前两个热浪了，我就没有一些出国去了。
So anyway, I'm looking forward to this week.
所以我们就展望这一周了。
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know whether you remember last week we were talking about faithfulness.
你还记得吗? 上次我们说是信实。
And today I want to talk to you about our view of God related to that.
今天要跟大家分享的就是我们对神的看法。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2 says, Moreover, it is required of a stewards that they be found faithful.
哥林多前书第四章第二节他这样子说他看不清楚所求于管家的是要他忠心。
Amen.
Amen.
Now faithfulness in all my years in church is becoming something that is becoming rare in the church.
忠信呢，这经过这么多年了，在教会我都看见是很难得的。
Because the world is not very faithful.
因为这个世界不是很忠信。
And somehow we as Christians, we brought that mindset into the church.
那么那种思想呢，就把那不很忠信的带到教会来了。
We don't have to be faithful to anything.
我们不需要对任何其他的东西忠心。
We're not faithful to our jobs. We're not faithful to anyone. It is all about three sisters called me, my, and I.
我们对那个工作不忠心，我们就是常常说什么都是说自己，你我我这样子，我我我。
We have become so self-centered.
我们就是那么自我中心的。
I'm your friend because I want something from you.
我是你的朋友，因为我在想在你身上得到的一点东西。
I am marrying you because I want something from you.
我跟你结婚也是想在你身上得到一点东西。
So it is not for richer or poorer.
不是说是不管是富有还是贫穷。
We say today our mentality for richer and only get richer.
我们现在那种想法就是 富有还要更富有。
So say for richer and not for poorer.
只是为了更富有，不是为贫穷。
And so you can see the mindset today in the internet, in the world, it's all about me.
所以我们的思想，你看，在网上，所有的东西都是我。
But in the Bible, it's about him.
但是在圣经里面呢，是为他。
And it's about others.
也是为别人的。
What can we do for God?
我们要为神做什么呢?
And what we can do for others.
我为别人又做什么呢? 可以。
Amen. A generation ago, people still think that way.
一个世纪以前，我们前一代啊，还是这样子想。
But somehow the world has managed to change the focus away from others, but on me.
但是这个世界呢，个注意力的转移了，从人家身上转到自己身上。
Now that the focus is now on me, the problem is now.
那转移到自己身上呢，就有一个问题了。
Not only what can be done for me, not only what can be done for me.
那么我能做什么，为我做什么呢？
And if it doesn't happen to me, I feel depressed.
那么如果不发生在我身上呢，我就有一点忧郁了。
I will have all kinds of mental problems.
我有那个神经病了。
Because I'm not getting what I want.
因为我不能得到我需要的。
But the Bible says it is much more blessed to give than to receive.
但是圣经告诉我们呢，去舍去给更比祝福。
Jesus said, "We wash each other's feet."
耶稣说我们要彼此的洗脚。
Jesus said, "If you want to be the greater, then you need to serve."
如果你想再高的，你就要替人家。先降低
Amen.
先降下来
Amen. You show me a one leader. When you go into the bookshop and you look on which is leadership,
那个书店买书啊，你要管买那个管理层那种书呢？
You find many, many books on Harvard Secret of Success and all kinds of teaching of how teaching you how to be successful.
那个书架上面你可以找到很多的书是教你怎么样成功的。
All the wisdom that is there is not the same as the Bible.
那个书里面呢说他那是理论呢那是智慧呢跟圣经不一样。
You name me one book in the management section that says serve one another.
你能找到一本书在管理层里面的要你去彼此侍奉。
Prefer one another.
宁愿是彼此的。
Yeah.Prefer one another.
彼此就是
love each other.
彼此相爱
You see, it's different.
那是不一样的
So I'm encouraging you and I to never forget what the Bible teaches.
我这里鼓励你不要忘记圣经所教的
Because many of our problems cannot be solved by these books.
很多事情呢是书上呢不能为你解决的。
It cannot be solved on watching some YouTube.
也在油管替你解决的。
But what you can find is in a book from God.
但是你可以在神的那本书里面找到答案。
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if we do what the Bible say, if we do what the Bible say,
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，如果你照那圣经告诉你这样去做的话
，we will get the Bible results.
我们得到就是圣经给我们的答案。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we Christians, churches are always trying to do what the world does.
我们基督徒啊，在教会里面呢，都是跟从这个世界的。
The world, the church somehow is always trying to catch up with the world.
那个教会呢，也是要追上去跟从那个世界的。
But do you know we can never be as good as them?
但是我们永远不能像他。
So forget it.
你把它忘掉吧，忘记它。
Let's do the weird things.
让我们
the strange things that the Bible tells us to do.
让我们做看起来好像圣经要我们做的很奇怪的事。
What are the weird things?
什么奇怪的事呢
？Heal the sick.
就是医治那是受那是病的。
Cast out the demons.
把那个鬼赶出来。
Set the captives free.
让那捆绑的得自由。
Open the eyes of the blind.
让那个瞎眼的开眼睛看见。
That stuff is weird.
哇，那个是很奇怪啊。
But it's exciting.
但是很很。
Hallelujah! It's exciting.
It's
what makes the gospel real.
因为呢，那个让圣经呢，那个、是成真的了。
Amen.
Amen.
You see, when Paul wrote this verse in First Corinthians, we just read there.
当保罗写那个哥林多前书，就是我们刚刚念的那个经文。
He says, "Don't let other people judge you."
他说不要让别人去论断你。
He said, "I don't even judge myself."
我自己也没有论断自己。
He said, "I leave that until the day when I see the Lord."
我就是等到主让主耶稣来论断我。
There's only one judgment that is actually counts, and that is from God.
只有一个是从神而来的论断。
Now,
审判。
If faithfulness is so difficult to get hold of, what is causing it? Why is it?That we Christians find it so difficult to be faithful to God.
为什么我们基督徒啊觉得是那么对神忠心是那么难的呢
？Apart from that, we are infected by the world's thinking.
除了我们被这个世界影响我们的思想以外呢
？What is it that I can explain to you today that hinders a Christian from being faithful to God.
今天我可以怎么样告诉你啊？我们基督徒啊，是什么拦阻我们的对神的忠心
？I believe it's in the way we see God.
这个就是我们对神的看法。
I think the problem is in our understanding of God.
就是我们对神的认知。
And it is illustrated by one parable.
就是有一个经文告诉我们的。
And the parable is in Matthew chapter 25.And it is about the five talents.
那个就是在马太福音的关于那个五千银子的。
Now in the parable that Jesus spoke to the disciples, he said, there is a man, he's a wealthy man, and he gave five talents to one servant, two talents to another servant,And one talent to another servant.
那个比喻是也在说那个主人给一个仆人五千，一个仆人三千，一个仆人一千两千，一个仆人一千。
And then he went on a long journey.
那么他就出国去了。
And then he came back.
他又回来了。
In order to see how the three servants did with the money that the master gave them.
那个主人回来了又要看看呢三个仆人呢他的钱怎么样用了。
Now one talent, the word talent is, it means weight, it's a unit of weight.
那个 talent 这个字是一个重量的单位。
So one talent is some scholars believe is one year's wages, others believe is 20 years wages.
有的相信一个 talent 呢，就是一年的薪水；也有人相信是20年的薪水。
So it is a lot of money，
是很多的钱呢。
Now the master expected the servants to invest to make more money out of the money。
那个主人呢，他期待的那个仆人呢，会把那个钱呢，去投资，能赚更多的。
And What happened is that the one with five talents made five other talents. The one that made two talents made two other talents. The one who had one talent, he made no talents because he buried it.
那个给五千他的，他又赚了五千；给两千他了，又赚了两千。但是给一千那个呢，他只是把那个一千还给主人。
Now.It is in the story of the one talent servant that we can see, that we can analyze today and understand from this one servant, why is it that he is not faithful to his master?
今天我们就是要看那个一千拿一千那个仆人呢，他为什么对他的主人呢没有那么忠心
Now,Jesus tell us this parable. It is not about investing money.
主耶稣告诉我们这个比喻，不是叫我们去怎么样去赚钱的投资。
Because this parable looks like, oh, God wants us to be very good investors in money.
这个比喻也不是说啊，我们多聪明，我可以投资赚很多钱。
What many people understand this parable to mean is that God has given us.Different talents and gifts.
也有很多人看这个比喻是神给我们很多的恩赐。
And it is what you do with those talents and gifts.
你是怎么用使用那些钱跟你的恩赐。
Now God has given us natural talents.
神给我们很自然的恩赐那种钱。
Now some people have many talents.
有些人他有很多的恩赐。
They are the most irritating people.
他们是不受欢迎的人呢。
Because anything they do well.
他们做什么都是做得很好的。
Are you angry with those people like me?
你会不会看见那些人很生气
？When I was young, I struggled to do one thing well.
当我年轻的时候啊，我是做每一件事都是在挣扎，做不好。
But my brother, he does everything well.
但是我的弟弟呢，他做什么都好。
He always come first.
他什么时候都是第一的。
He's good at everything.
他什么事都是好的。
In music,
他在音乐上面。
In everything,
任何一方面。
So what do I do?
那么我怎么做呢
？I became angry.
我就生气了。
And then beat him up.
打揍他一顿。
I said, "Don't try and be so good."
不要了，做得那么好。
So how many of you like me?
你们有多少人像我这样子
？It's so annoying.
哇，真是很烦的。
But do you know that all of us have at least one natural talent?
但是我们每一个人呢，至少有一个是很天生的那个聪。
If you don't know what your natural talent is, go and ask for a good friend to tell you what that is.
如果你不知道你的才智的话，你就去问问你的好朋友吧。
Amen.
Amen.
And if the talent is actually being put in the right place, it will bless you and bless people.
如果你的才智用在好的地方，就是会祝福你自己，也祝福别人。
If it's placed in the wrong place, it's damaging to people's lives.
如果放在不好的地方，就是对人家不好了，就是。
And then there are talents that are supernatural.
也有时那个是那时是从超自然的天才。
So they're supernatural talents.
那种超自然的天才呢
？And we call them spiritual gifts.
我们叫它属灵的恩赐。
Now, God gives us freely.
神很自由的送给我们的。
Amen.
Amen.
But then there is also natural talents that God enhances.
有时也是那个神呢。加给你的那个天才。
So you have natural talents.
所以你有自然的那个天才。
Supernatural talents.
超自然的天才。
And natural talents that are enhanced by God.
也有从神加给你力量的那种天才。
All these are talents.
他这些都是那是能力天才。
So in this parable, it challenges us, what are we doing with the talents?
那么这个是告诉我们怎么样用呢？这是神赐给我们的天才。
Okay, so we read Matthew chapter 25, verse 20.
我们来再来念马太福音第25章第20节。
And he who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, "Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here, I have made 5 talents more."
那领五千的又带了另外的五千来说：“主啊，你交给我五千，请看，我又赚了五千。”
And then in verse 21, his master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master."
第二十一节说：“主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在少许的事上忠心。”我要派你管理许多的事，进来享受你主人的快乐吧。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
He also who had received one talent came forward, said, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seeds."
那领一千的也进前来说，主啊，我知道你是个严厉的人。没有种的地方也要收割，没有播的地方也有收获。
Verse 25.
第二十五节。
So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours.
我就害怕，去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里。请看，你的银子在这里。
Now let's go back to verse 24.
我们回去到二十四节。
So the one with one talent,
那个只有一千那个人呢
？He did not invest it.
他没有投资下去。
It's because of his view of the master.
因为他对那个主人的看法不一样。
Faithfulness is very much connected with the way we view the person that we want to be faithful or unfaithful to.
忠心这个呢是对我们的对那个人的看法是忠心还是不忠心
I am faithful to my wife because I love her
我对我的太太忠心，因为我爱她。
I am faithful to my boss because I want a promotion.
我对我的老板忠心，因为我想一个升级。
It's how you see people.
那个是你怎么样看那个人。
And so this one talent man saw his master unlike the way the five talent and two talent servants saw them.
那个一千的那个仆人呢，就是跟另外两个五千跟二千的看那个主人的不一样的看法。
These two were delighted. They were and obey their master and were happy to make more money for their master.
五千跟两千那个呢是很喜欢那个主人，所以愿意了为他赚更多的钱。
But this one talent person saw their master as what? A hard man.
那个一千那个仆人呢看那个主人呢是很严厉的人。
The reason why we are not faithful to God is because we see God a hard man.
我们对神看起来把他看的是严厉的神
，full of rules，
他很多的那个律法
，always angry，
常常生气、怒气的、发怒的。
And that's what religion tells you。
那个就是宗教教我们的。
Religion portray God as an angry God。
宗教告诉我们，神是一个很严厉的神。
All he's too busy doing is watching you。
他每天都忙着是看着你。
He does not praise you when you do things well。
就是你做的对做的好，他也没有称赞你。
But when you do something wrong,
如果你做错了什么事
，thunderbolt，
你用雷打打下来。
And that's why Christians say today I got run over by a car because God wants to humble me.
基督徒常常说，因为了神呢，要我谦卑下来，所以好像是
Why is it that so many Christians believe in such a lie?
为什么那么多基督徒会相信这种谎话呢
？Because they don't understand that God is love.
因为他们不明白神就是爱。
That God is good.
神是良善的。
That God is kind.
神是慈爱。
That God is forgiving.
神是饶恕的。
And that's what the Bible says.
那个是圣经告诉我们的。
Rather than believing what the Bible say,
我们反而没有相信那个圣经所说的。
We believe a lie in our mind.
我们就反而相信我们脑筋里面想的错误的。
God is punishing you because He wants to humble you.
因为神惩罚我们就是要想我们去谦卑下来。
The world called it child abuse.
这个世界就是叫对小孩子的虐待。
How many of you parents, right, say, my son is too arrogant, too prideful, let me run him over with my car?
你有没有看过那个家长啊说自己的孩子太骄傲了用个车撞他。
Is that how you discipline your children? Just send him to hospital, put him in a coma.
你就是不是这样子叫你的孩子把他送到医院去在那个昏迷的那里把他。
You see, we don't even do that, and yet we believe God will do such a thing.
我们自己都没有这样子想呢，为什么我们相信神会这样子做
呢？ Oh, today I have a disease in my body because God wants to humble me.
今天我生病了，因为呢主神呢要把我谦卑下来。
No, that's the lie from the hell. That's not from God.
不是，那是从地狱来的谎言，不是从神来的。
The master is not a hard man.
那个主人呢，不是一个严厉的人。
He gave money to the servant in order to bless them.
他给钱那个仆人要祝福他们。
In order for them to make more money, who doesn't want to do that?
让他们赚更多的钱，谁不想呢
？God has given us gifts.
神给我们恩赐。
Given us talent.
给我们天才。
So that He can give us a purpose in our life.Can make our life fruitful.
他给我们一个目的，在我们生命里面，让我们呢结果子。
Because there is joy in being fruitful in your life.
因为你结果很多果子的时候，你就喜乐。
Seeing somebody sick and being healed because you lay hands on them.
如果一个病人你按手祷告，他好了。
It's a joy that money cannot buy.
那种喜乐是钱买不到的。
To be able to see a demon being cast out from somebody who's been bound.
如果一个人被魔鬼捆绑的，把他赶出去的时候
，that no amount of money can deliver that person, but you just say in Jesus' name, come out.
钱是办不到的，你只是要说奉耶稣基督的名出来。
It's joy.
那个就是喜乐。
You're sharing joy with God.
你是跟人神的喜乐分享给人。
God give us talent to be successful in life.
神给我们一种天才，让我们在成功，做一个成功的人。
So that if we do it right, we can bless ourselves, bless our family, and bless other people.
如果做的对的话，是对我们是一个祝福，对人家是一个祝福，对家庭也是一个祝福。
That's the motivation of God.
那个是神他的动。
He doesn't. So that's why.Every negative thing that you see in your life, don't blame God.
所以如果你看见那个负面的东西，不要怪那个神了，不要怪在神的身上。
You notice in this world, every bad thing that happened in this world, people blame God.
所有不好的东西，人呢就是怪在神的身上。
And even in our insurance, or even in contracts, they call it the act of God.
就是我们的那个合同呢，我们的保险呢，上面呢也有一句，就是神的工作。
How many of you negotiated in contracts? They say this is what happened between us in our partnership, etc., etc. However, act of God, it means flooding, disaster, any unpredictable thing.
那个神的作为就是，比如是那个有那个风了，有那个洪水了，那些东西哈，就是保险单上面的合同上面写的那个 act of God、就是。
Why do they call it act of God? It should be act of Satan.
Act of the
act of the devil.
你为什么不把这个字改了？是那个是魔鬼的作为呢
？It's because that's how the world sees it.
因为这是那个世界这样子看。
And that's why today we must set ourselves free.
所以我们要把我们自己释放出来。
God is not into destroying our lives.
神不要毁坏我们的生命。
He's into saving us.
他要来拯救我们的。
In helping us.
来帮助我们的。
And if we have a disease, He wants to set us free.
如果我们有病，他要释放我们。
And if we are struggling in life, He wants to help us.
我们的在生命里面的挣扎，他要帮助我们。
Why does He do that?
他干嘛要这样子做呢？
It's because He is good.
就是因为神是好的。
Because God is love.
神就是爱。
God is kind.
神是慈善慈爱的。
He doesn't have to do it deliberately.
他不需要故意的这样去做。
That's just normal to Him.
他是对他来讲是很正常的。
We have to decide to do good or evil. God doesn't have to decide. He does good.
我们要选择是最好的还是坏的，但是神不用选择，他做的都是好的。
Amen.
Amen.
And so the problem with this servant is that he sees the master as a hard man, as someone difficult.
这个仆人呢，就是他的问题就是看那个主人呢是一个很严厉的人。
Someone demanding.
那个人呢要求很高的主人。
And that's why sometimes.We Christians, we don't want to be faithful to God because we feel we can't do much.
有时候我们对神也是这样子看的，就是我们对神也不能做什么很多的东西。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, brothers and sisters, we may think we only got one talent.
弟兄姐妹，我们可能会想自己只有一种智慧。
Do you know the best one to be is actually one talent?
那是。
Not five, not two.
只有
The best 最好的 servant to be is the one talent.
最那个对那个仆人来讲，就是
最好的
是只有那个一千那个。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because if you do, you've got five talent, then you have to do five things well.
如果你有五千的话，你要多动脑筋了，要去怎么样用这个五千
？You have to give an account to five.
你要对这个五千的负责任呢。
Two, you have to give account to two.
如果两千，你只是负责人两千。
One, it's just one.
你只有一千，你只需要做一千。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when you go and see God, Lord, I only got one talent.
如果你去看见神的时候，你跟神说啊，我只有一千。
And my talent is I make very good tea and coffee.
我只是对那个茶水的就是有天才做的好。
And all I do in church is make tea and coffee.
我在教会里面呢只有做茶水。
And when God sees you,
当神看见你的话，
good and faithful servant.
他就跟你说你是又良善又忠心的仆人。
Enter into my joy.
进来我的喜乐里面快乐里面。
Nice and quick finish.
很快很简单的完了就是这样子。
Amen.
Amen.
So don't despise if you say to yourself, oh, I am not like this person, many talent. You see, when I became a Christian, I realized I am more blessed than my brother.
那个不要看不要低估你了啊只有一个多好了哈好像我这样子我知道我比我的弟弟也多么的祝福呢。
He has 5 talent, I only got half a talent.
他有五千我只有半个只有半个他的。
As long as I do my half a talent, I am just the same as him fulfilling his 5 talents.
我只是需要做一半的他要做五样的。
So if you got 1 talent,
如果你有一个天才的话
serve your master.
就是去服侍你的主人。
Don't think that God thinks, well, only 1 talent.
不要说只有一个总天才一个天才。
You're insignificant.
那个不够小意
思。Is that all you can do, make tea and coffee?
是不是你只是能做茶水呢
?Yes, Lord.
主啊是啊。
You see, somebody needs to do it.
有人要去做啊。
Amen?
Amen?
It's not preaching, it's not playing the piano, it is just one talent that no one sees.
不是啊又讲道啊又去音乐的侍奉啊只是茶水一样天才。
The question is not how talented you are.
不是因为你有多好的天才。
God wants to see how faithful you are.
神要看你有多忠心。
Amen?
Amen.
It's no point of having 5 talents only being faithful in 4.
如果你
and not faithful in one of them.
如果你有五千但是你只有四这四千是忠心的你那么比不上那个一千呢
It's still only 80%.
你只是做了
If you're faithful in one thing, that's 100%.
如果你是一样的你就100%了做了。
Amen. It's not about how talented you and I are, it's about how faithful you are.
不是说你有多的天才是你多忠心。
And so in verse 25 it tells us, because the servant saw that his master is a very difficult man, his, instead of being motivated to be faithful to him, he was filled with fear.
那个一千那个仆人的就是因为呢他看把他看把神看的是很严把他主人看得很严厉的时候他就害怕了。
We Christians,correctly.
如果我们对神看的是看得错的话
then we won't be faithful.
这样子我们就不会对他忠心。
Instead, we are afraid to serve the Lord.
我们就会害怕去侍奉他。
And what happens?
那么怎么办呢?
Nobody makes tea and coffee.
没有人做茶水了。
Nobody hoovers.
没有人吸尘呢。
Amen? Everybody wants to preach.
每一个人都想讲道啊。
Everybody wants to play the piano.
每一个人都想弹琴啊。
Nobody wants to do all the small, one talented things.
没有人愿意去做那个一千那个那些事情。
Because we're afraid.
因为我们害怕。
Oh, no, I'm not very good at it.
不行我对这个不行。
I can't do it.
我不能做。
How many of you, when you are asked, when you got conviction,You know, it's something I should do for the Lord. They said, "No, I'm afraid. I'm not good enough."
你们有多少人是曾经这样子想过？我想为神做这些事情，但是我不好，我不行。
That's not 谦卑 That's not being humble. That is fearful.
那不是谦卑，那是害怕。
Amen.
Amen.
There is a big difference between being fearful and being humble.
那是跟忠心跟那个谦卑有很大的分别。
If you're fearful, you are paralyzed.
如果你害怕的话，你就好像是残废了一样。
You will do unable to do anything.
你什么都不能做。
And yet,
near,
There are many brothers and sisters waiting for your tea and coffee.
很多其他弟兄姐妹也在等着要去做这个茶水。
And if you only say, okay, I'll do it for the Lord.
只要你说我愿意为主做。
How many people can you bless?
很多人会被你祝福的人。
Amen.
Amen.
If we are faithful in the little things,
如果我们在小事上忠心的话，
God will give you more.
神会给你更多的。
You see, this is what happened in verse 26. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have scattered no seeds. Verse 27.
第26节他说，他的主人回答他说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既然知道我没有种的地方也有收割，没有播的地方也要收活。
Verse 27, then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I should have received what my own with interest to take the talent from you, so take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents.
的27跟28节，就该把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回，把他这一千夺回来给那个有一万的。
See, when you are faithful, God will look for other jobs, other things that other people have not done, and gather them together and give it to the one who's faithful.
如果你是忠心的话，神会把其他的工作的都拿过来是给你。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why, those of you brothers and sisters, if you feel that you're doing everything.
弟兄姐妹，如果你好像是在教会你什么都在做的话，
That's not because of me.
那个不是因为牧师。
It's because the principle is, if you're faithful, God will give you more.
那个就是如果你是忠心的话，神就给你更多的。
Because the day when you see God,
当你看见神的话，
He will say, good and faithful servant.
他会跟你说，你就是又忠心又良善的仆人。
Not only have you done with that which I ask you,
不是因为我要你做了什么，
You've actually done much more.
你要做了更多的
things that others did not want to do.
其他别人不愿意做的事，
That's faithfulness.
那个叫是忠心。
Not only do you do what God told you to do,
不是只是神要你做什么你去做，
But you do other things that others don't do.
你是去做人家没有做的事情。
Because for you, the kingdom of God is important.
对你来讲，天国是最重要的。
For you, God is your number one.
对你来讲，神就是第一位。
Don't think that God is watching and not noticing.
不要以为了神呢，没有对你注意。
God.It's always wanting those who do not want to use their talent. He's always trying to encourage them.
神呢是常常会去鼓励那些不想用自己那个天才的人。
And there is a reason.
有一个原因的。
There is a reason why God wants us to serve Him.
有一个原因为什么神要我们侍奉他。
And to serve others.
也去侍奉人家。
You see, God does not need any of us.Because all he needs to do is say the word and it will be done.
神其实不需要我们，他只要说一句话，什么就是成了。
God doesn't even need to use Christians. He can use Nebuchadnezzar. He can use Pharaoh.
他不需要用那个是基督徒，他也可以用尼布格尼撒其他的王帝。
Let me repeat. God does not need anybody, any creation to do anything for him. Because all he needs to do is say the word and it is done.
神不需要任何人替他去做事，神只需要说一句话，什么事都成了。
But he consistently trying to encourage us to serve him.
但是他不停的是要我们去侍奉他。
And if you fail to serve him, he will give you another chance and another chance and another chance.
如果你那个在没有去侍奉他，他会给你机会，再给你机会。
It is incredible how patient God is.
你看呢，神是多么的忍耐的。
He can wait for you for years and years and years.
他会等你一年服一年的在等你。
Sometimes I say to the Lord, Lord, are you not tired?
你有时候会跟神说。你不会疲倦的吗？
You've been asking me to do this, and I said no.
你跟我说了很多次要我做这个，
said,
我都不愿意去做。
I'm too afraid to do it.
因为我害怕不敢去做。
But God is constantly encouraging you.
神是不停地去鼓励你。
So brothers and sisters, God is not angry with us.
弟兄姐妹记住神不是发你生你脾气。
He doesn't want to run you over with a car.
他不是要用车把你撞倒。
He doesn't want to punish you.
他不要惩罚你。
But what he wants to do is encourage you.
他只是要鼓励你。
To serve him.
去侍奉他。
Not because God needs to be served.
因为神需要人家去侍奉他。
Not because God is self-centered.
因为他不是那个自我中心。
Not because God is self-centered.
不是因为神他自我中心。
Not because God is so powerful.
不是因为那个神呢是多么有能力的。
Because the secret is, brothers and sisters, the truth is, He is the creator, we are the creation.
那个秘密就是在他是造物的主，我们只是被造的。
And we need to obey Him and serve Him in order for Him to give you something.
我们就是要服从他去服侍他，他就给我们需要的是能力。
Why does He want us to serve Him?
那为什么要我们去侍奉他呢
？Why does he want us to be faithful to him？
为什么他要我们对他忠心呢
？So that we can learn to love him，
就是我们可以学习怎么样去爱神
，and to love others，
也去彼此相爱爱人。
That is the objective. That is why God wants us to serve him。
那个就是主题，那个就是神要我们去服侍他的目的。
Because by doing so，
因为这样子做的话
，we get to know him，
我们就更认识神了。
Amen.
Amen.
You know there are some friends of mine that used to where I was so close to.
我有时
that we talk every day.
有些朋友我每天跟他谈话都是很深交的。
That is because we are working together every day in the job.
因为我们在工作上每天都看见。
And then there are some people that I get to know really well. That is because we're doing business together.
因为我跟他做生意，所以跟他我很了解他。
And because we are working together in a business, working together in a job, we become friends. We get to know each other.
因为在工作上面，在生意上面的我都有交往，所以我更认识他。
As soon as we stop working together,
但是当我们停止工作的话
that's it, no communication.
就没有再联络了。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你明白我说吗
？And with God is the same.
神也是这样子。
He's your business partner.
他是你工作的
He's your
伙伴。
Work colleague.
他是你工作的同事。
When you work together in a project with him.
Sorry.
When you work together in a project with him.
你跟他做一个那个新的工作计划。
You get to know him.
你慢慢就是认识他。
He gets to know you.
他也认识你。
You get to know yourself.
你也自己认识自己。
That happens when you serve him.
那个就是当你侍奉神的时候。
Amen.
Amen.
It is for our good.
God is good. 神是好。
The more you serve him.
你多的去侍奉他
，the more you get to know him，
你多的认识他
，the more you end up loving him，
你更爱他
，and the more you serve him，
你去多的侍奉他的时候
，the more you love people，
你也去爱别人
，the more you get to know people，
你对人也更认识。
What does God wants to do？
神干嘛要做什么呢
？I discovered in all my years as a Christian。
我发现的，在我做基督徒这个时间里面
，Why God does so many things in our lives？
神干嘛做那么多的事情在我们生命里面
？Why does He do so many things that doesn't make any sense？
他做很多事情看起来好像没有道理的。
And then He does all these very complicated plans。
他的计划是那么复杂的。
Because He wants to help you，
因为他要帮助你
，and bless you，
要祝福你
，to fulfill the most important commandments。Number one, number two, that Jesus said.
就要成全他最大的那个诫命，第一个诫命跟第二个诫命。
Number one, what is the most important commandment? Jesus said.
第一个是最重要的那个律法是什么呢
？Love God. I got a slide here in
那个诫命，第一个最大的诫命。
Matthew 22.
在马太福音。
You shall love your Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.This is the great and first commandment.
马太福音第22章37到38节他说耶稣对他说你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神这是最大的而且是第一条诫命。
Amen.
Amen.
And then in verse 39 and 30 and 40, it says, "And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets."
那么在39跟40节，第二条也是如此，就是爱你如己。这两条诫命是一切律法和先知书的总纲。
Amen.
Amen.
So to love God,
去爱神
and to love people,
爱人。
That's the New Testament.
这是新约里面说的。
Most important.
很重要的。
Love one another as I have loved you.
彼此相爱，好像我爱你一样。
We love God.
我们爱神。
And we love others just as the way God loves us.
我们爱别人好像神爱我们一样。
Why is that important?
为什么那个是重要的吗？
In these two commandments, summarize the entire purpose of your life and my life.
这两条诫命就是总结了我的生命跟你的生命。
It also explains why we have to do this and do that, live here on this earth, why God is so complicated in our lives.
也是解释给你听，我们活在这个世界上，为什么那么麻烦呢？又要做这个，又要做那个。
In all the things that He does in our lives,
神在我们人生里面所做的一切事。
This is God's goal.
他是他他的目的。
So that you can love Him.
那么你就可以爱他。
And so that you can love people.
那你也可以爱别人。
When we stand before God,
当我们站在神面前，
Not only will He say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
他不只说你是一个又良善又忠心的仆人。
God, I do not believe, right? It is that important with God how much you have done.
对神来讲，不是你做了多少很重要。
You won't be able to impress God saying, "Look at the millions I've led you."
你不会令神就是说，就算你是带了几千人去信主，
Because that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为这个不是你的工作，是圣灵的工作。
He is the Lord of Harvest.
那个他是那个丰收的神。
Lord, look at the companies I've built. Look at it, so big, and look at it. Lord, I've made billions.
主啊，你看我成立的公司，你看我赚了几亿的钱。
They go through the fire.
那么经过那个火。
In heaven, they don't belong to heaven.
如果经过火在天上呢，它不属于天国的。
There's nothing you can take to heaven.
你什么都不能带上天国去。
You can't take your companies, you can't take your money to heaven because they all belong to the earth.
你不能把你自己的公司把钱都带上天堂去，因为这是属于地上的东西。
But what can you take to heaven?
什么东西你可以带到天堂去呢？
Yes, souls.
就是得救的灵魂。
But that's not it.
不单只是这样子。
What you and I can take to heaven,is your love for God and love for people.
我跟你能带到天上的就是爱神跟爱人。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you get to heaven and you stand before Jesus,
弟兄姐妹啊，我告诉你，当你到天堂的时候，面对耶稣的时候，
I am absolutely sure this is what He will ask you.
我绝对相信的神，耶稣会问你一句问的。
Son, daughter,
我的儿女啊，
What did you learn when you were on earth?
在地上你学会了什么？
He said, Lord, this is the right answer, yeah? Lord, I learned to love you and I learned to love people.
你就会跟他说，主啊，我学会了怎么去爱你，怎么去爱人。
Remember that, yeah?
记住啊。
When you get to heaven,
当你到天堂的时候，
that's the password.
那个就是能过关的那个
And in front of God, you've got to say, Yes, Lord.
在主面前你说主啊。
Because that's what He really wants to hear.
因为他想要听见你的说的话。
Because that's His aim.
那个他就是他的目的。
That's the two commandments.
这个就是那个两个诫命。
Have you learned to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength?
你有没有尽心尽意尽力去爱主？
And have you learned to love your neighbor as yourself?
你有没有爱你的邻舍好像爱你自己一样？
If you have,
then
you've done well.
你就是干得好。
And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, they can only be achieved.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，这个你要怎么样？你要成就的是他的事。
Through exercising your talents,
就是用你的天才啊。
In serving God,
去侍奉神。
Amen.
Amen.
If you have a talent and you bury it.
如果你有天才，你把它埋在地里。
Because you're afraid of God,
但是因为你害怕神。
Or you're lazy,
或者你是懒惰。
Then you won't be able to, what you're neglecting, you will not be able to learn to love God and love people.
你这样子做的话呢，永远学不会怎么样去爱神爱人。
Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you serve the Lord,
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，当你侍奉神的时候
，There are many times when you get really frustrated with God。
你有时候很多的时候，你会对神生气。
Just like you get frustrated with your work partner and your business partner。
跟你工作的时候，同事啊，那个跟你在 office 那是一样的事。
Just like the way that you get frustrated with your wife and your husband。
也是好像你在家庭里面跟你的先生、跟你的太太。
But it is in that interaction。
那个就是大家交往啊。
Do you begin to see the glory and the beauty of God's character?
你有没有看见神的那个荣耀的性格？
I find many, many times where I had to repent.
我看我遇见很多很多的时候，我需要去
Many times
悔改。
Well, many times I shout to heaven, Lord, why are you like this?
很多次我向着天呢是叫了。主啊，为什么你会这样子做的？
You meant to be like this, you meant to be like that.
你要这样子的，你要那样子的。
I remember at work, somebody persecuted me for a long time.
有时候我很多有一次被人家批驳很多次。
So I decided to pray in tongues for weeks and weeks and weeks over him. I said, God, judge him.
我就用很多个礼拜，就是方言祷告，神呢，你要就是论断他。
Three months later, I met the person in the kitchen.
几个月以后，我在厨房碰见他。
Say, hey, how are you?
我说 ，Hi, 你好吗
？Because I want to test how my prayers are going.
我想看，我想试试看到底我的祷告会怎么样。
I was expecting to hear.Oh, my doctor told me I've got a tumor here, and my heart's not going well, and I'm going bankrupt.
我期待着他会说，哎呀，我的医生告诉我，我的背啊又怎么样啊？是啊，我要快要那个破产了。
But they said, thanks for asking. Last 3 months, I don't know what happened. My life is so blessed.
他说，反而他会说，哎，我不知道那三个月我的过得真是很祝福的。
My wife and I are so close together, and I'm so healthy.
我跟太太都很亲爱啊，我也赚了很多钱呢。
So I smiled and said, well done, oh wow.
我就笑了跟他说，哈，你干得好，干得好。
Then when I drove home, I started to, well, I wasn't looking at front, I was looking into the sky.
我回家了，我就看着天上。
Lord!
主啊
I spent 3 months praying.
我花了三个月的时间的在祷告。
Why are you like this?
为什么你会这样子的
?Why you bless my enemy and you?
为什么你反而要祝福我的敌人呢
?So I'm telling God how to be God.
我是告诉神你怎么样去做神。
But do you know in that interaction, I realized how even our enemies who don't deserve love, don't deserve kindness, God is still loving, God is still kind.
在这件事上呢我就经历到啊就算呢我的敌人呢都不配啊这种啊但是神对他还是好的。
God is so good.
神是那么好的。
It is in those situations you begin to realize, God, you are amazing.
那个时候呢你会觉得神呢你是多么的奇妙的。
You see, when, as we serve the Lord, we begin to understand Him more.
当我们去侍奉神的时候，我们更能明白到神。
Even though he's invisible, what you can see the act of kindness that he touches people's lives.
虽然他是我们看不见的，但是他的行为真的好的行为，我们都是感受得到。
And all because God gave us a talent.
就是因为神给我们那个才干。
And we use it.
我们用这个才干。
And we see the manifestation of God's love.
我们就看见那个才干的那个展示出来。
And when we see how he loves people,
我们看见神怎么样爱人家。
It affects us.
就影响我们。
He said, "Hey, I need to be like my father."
我要好像我的天父一样。
If he can love my enemy, so I must love my enemy.
如果他能爱我的敌人，我也可以爱我的敌人。
So when you stand before God,
当你站在神面前
，Say, "Lord, thank you. I learned to love people and love you."
你就会跟他说。主啊，我学会了怎么样去爱人，怎么样去爱你。
That's what heaven is all about.
这是天堂所有的。
It is not about how much you have done.
不是你干了多少。
It is about how did you learn these two valuable lessons.
就是你有没有学会了这两个诫命。
Amen.
Amen.
You can't take anything with you, but you can take love with you.
你不能带任何的东西上天去，但是你可以带爱。
And that's my understanding.
这个是我所理解的。
And it's been confirmed by my friend.
也是我的朋友也同意的。
My prophet friend had a dream one day, and he was queuing up, and Jesus was standing at the front.
我的朋友有一天他有一个梦，他就排队，在耶稣在前面。
And he just queued until he stood.In front of Jesus.
排队慢慢慢慢的就是他轮到他站在耶稣的面前。
And in the dream, Jesus said to my friend,
在梦里面耶稣跟我的朋友说
How is life at the moment?
你的生活怎么样啊
Oh Lord, it's been very tough.
他说主啊很困难啊。
But did you learn anything?
那么你学会了什么
My friend said, Lord, in it all, I learned to love you.
他说：“主啊，我学会了怎么样去爱你。
And I learned to love people.
我也学会了怎么样去爱人。
And then the Lord said to my friend,
那么耶稣跟我的朋友说
，It's not time for you to come to heaven yet. Go back.
那个你那来天堂的时候还没有到，那还是回去吧。
Carry on doing what you're
继续这样子做。
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, he said.It's been challenging my life, not really going very well. But I learned to love you, and I learned to love people.
在我的生命里，不是很所有的事都很顺的，但是呢，我学会了怎么样去爱神，怎么爱人。
That's what pleased Jesus.
那个就是主耶稣所喜悦的事。
In your eternity, it will be measured by how much that love you have when you go to heaven.
在永恒里呢，就是你带了多少那个爱上去。
Amen.
Amen.
Remember.No matter how good or how bad your life is at the moment,
记住啊，不管你的生命现在是多好多坏
they are both working together to show you, to teach you how to love God.
都是你的生命不管好坏，也是教你怎么样去爱神
and love people
and 爱人
Let's pray, Father.
我们一起来祷告。天父
This is also our cry to you.
这是我们向你呼求的。
Lord,
主啊
we want to love you with all our hearts and mind and soul and strength.
我们要尽心尽意尽力去爱你。
We want to love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们也要爱我们邻舍，好像我爱自己一样。
Father, in all the business of our daily lives,
在我们的日常生活里面所有的工作
help us not never to forget that.
让我们不要忘记
Lord, help us to be faithful.
主啊，让我们要学会了忠心
To serve you.
去侍奉你
Help us to be faithful to serve you.
帮助我们的忠心的去侍奉你
And to use our talents that you've given us.
用我们的才干的，你给我们的才干
For your glory.
为荣耀你
So that we can reap a whole harvest.
我们就有那个丰盛的收割
Of knowing you,
就是认识你
of and loving people,
也是爱人
Father, transform us.
主啊，改变天父，改变我们
Set us free from this worldly mindset.
让我们呢从那个世界的思想啊释放出来
And help us to see things from the heavens perspective.
让我们的眼睛呢是看到是天上的那个眼光
Lord, you are good to me.
主啊，你是对我是好的
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主
I will be faithful to you.
我会对你忠心
As you are faithful to me.
好像你对我那样子信实一样
Let's all stand.
我们一起站起来
Brothers and sisters, if you are hearing from the Spirit,
如果你从灵里面听见的时候
You need to pray.
你就要祷告
Lord, touch my heart.
主啊触摸我的心
Let it be a heart that pleases you.
让我有一个心能蒙你喜悦的心
Know how to love you.
认识怎么样去爱你
And how to love people.
也是知道怎么样去爱别人
So that when my life So that at the end of the day
当我去了我人生尽头的时候
When I see you
当我看见你
You are not a stranger to me
你就不是一个陌生人对我来讲
In fact, you are a person I've always loved
就是你就是我常常爱的那个人那个神
Thank you, Father
天父啊感谢你
Thank you, Lord
主啊感谢你
May the love of the Father be with us
那个天父的爱
Thank you, Lord
谢谢主
献上生命给最爱的耶稣完全顺服完全降服因你恩典是我的一世奉你你的宣教没有怀疑
献上生命
献上生命给最爱的耶稣完全顺服完全降服因你恩典是我的一世奉你你的宣教没有怀疑
让我们将生命献给你
献给你背起十字架跟随你愿你的荣耀彰显在我生命我的心不要忘记你如何为我舍命耶稣我爱你喜乐地跟随你
献上生命
献上生命给最爱的耶稣完全顺服完全降服因你恩典是我的一世奉你你的宣教没有
举起双手
我的生命献给你背起十字架跟随你愿你的荣耀彰显在我生命
Yes Lord
你的神不要忘记你如何为我生命
Before we continue,
我在我们继续以前
Listen, is there somebody that you need to pray for?
有的弟兄姐妹需要祷告
Is there someone in a home, a friend, a family that you need to pray for?
你也要为一些家庭为你的朋友去祷告
Why don't you dedicate this week?
你为什么不把这一周
In praying for them?
去为他们祷告
in asking God to bless them.
要神去祝福他们
especially if that person is considered to be somebody that you dislike or an enemy.
就算是那个人呢是你的敌人，你不喜欢的人
pray for them.
为他祷告
bless them.
祝福他
whole week. One whole week.
整个礼拜都要这样子做。
You pray and you bless your enemy.
为你的敌人祷告，为你的敌人祝福。
Nobody needs to know.
没有人需要知道。
Just do it.
仔细去做。
Without anyone knowing.
不要给人家知道。
Lift them up before God.
把他们举起在神面前。
Bless them and bless their family.
去祝福他们的家庭。
And you see what God does to your soul.
你看神在你那个生命里面怎么样帮
做什么工作？
你看神对你怎么样
？He will set you free.
他会释放你，让你的自由。
Bless your life.
祝福你的生活。
Father,
天父啊
，We have many needs at home.
我们在家里有很多的需要。
We know that the power of God is with us.
我们知道神的能力在我们身上。
And you will bless our needs.
你会祝福我们的需要。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we ask you, God, to set us free.
天父啊，我们祈求你把我们释放。
For all forms of bitterness.
所有的苦难。
From every misconception of God.
对误会神的地方。
Set us free, Lord.
让我们释放出来。
Lord, you are not a difficult person.
主啊，你不是一个很难困难的
处理人。You are a loving God.
你是一个很爱我们的神。
You are a wise God.
你是一个很有智慧的神。
We ask the Lord Jesus.
我们向主耶稣说
that you will change and transform our hearts.
你会改变我们的心。
So that we, O God, allow the glory of God to flow from us.
叫让主你的荣耀从我们流出来。
And may our hands and our feet,
让我们的手，让我们的脚
take us to places,
去那些地方。
And may we visit people,
当我们去看望人的时候
may we call them up,
我们打电话给他们的时候
and use us, Lord,
神啊，求你使用我们
to bless other people,
去祝福别人。
So that Lord, they can feel the touch of Jesus.
他们感受到耶稣的触摸他们的爱。
And that the presence of God enters their home.
让神的爱进去他们的家里面。
Father, let us be your representative.
主啊，天父啊，让我们成为你的仆人，你的代表。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，there are some people that you need to visit.
有的店你要去拜访的。
There are some people that you need to call.
有些人你要去打电话的。
Some people that you need to text.
有的人你需要跟他谈话的。
You need to reconnect back.
你要跟他再重新建立关系的。
Ask the Lord to help you.
向神呼求，让他帮助你。
Because those people are waiting.
因为那些人在等你。
When you reach out to them,
当你去到他们那里的时候
，God can touch them.
神可以触摸他们。
And then you will see the love of God.
你就看见神的爱
and your heart will be filled with joy.
你的心就会充满喜乐
and the love of God will be buzzing in your heart for days and days and days.
神的爱在你心里就会好像泡沫这样子
it will be burning in your heart.
他的爱在你心里面
and it is a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
你是有一个很奇妙奇妙的感觉
So Father, I pray.
天父啊，我祷告。
Fill our hearts, Lord.
让我们的心。
Fill our hearts.
充满我们的心。
And help us to make time, Lord.
让我们争取时间。
To do your will.
做你的旨意。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray, O God, that your presence will come upon us.
愿你的灵在我们身上。
That the power of God.
你的能力。
Will go with us.
让跟我们一起出去。
Wherever we go this week,
无论我们这周到哪里去。
In the name of Jesus,
奉主耶稣基督的名。
I pray,
祷告。
Amen,
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Today's service is over.
我们今天的聚会到这里完了。如果你要需要祷告的，请到前面来。